All right, KX93.5 is covering Kaboo Festival this weekend in Del Mar. I'm Tyler Russell, and we're with the band Ages and Ages, who's taking the stage in about an hour and taking some time to chat with us. So everyone give a collective hello, please.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. What's the pre-show energy? What's the pre-show ritual? Like, what do you guys usually are doing an hour before you go on?
We just got massages, so that's a little off our normal path, so we're feeling a bit chill. We also got up at 4 o'clock in the morning this morning to get here, so I think it's a bit of a mellow start to the show.
But that's not usual. What would a usual pre-show look like?
I mean, like, some Wiccan rituals, mescaline. Yeah, other things we can't really discuss.
A lot of mescaline, yeah.
Intense workouts.
Right, of course, yeah.
Say again? I get my crystals out.
Right. Yeah, of course. Well, I'm glad to see you guys at Kaboo Festival. Did you know this was coming? Was it a surprise invitation? Like, who got the call, and when did you find out that this was going to be something you would come down to do?
We got asked maybe, I don't know, like 6 months ago, Rob?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. And being from the Northwest, we were not completely 100% familiar with the festival.
It's
when
new.
We
yeah.
looked at the lineup, we were like, what?
This is a
crazy lineup. This is a really weird and crazy lineup. So yeah, we were stoked.
How do you feel you fit in on the same day that, like, you know, Pink and Eric Burden are playing, for
well,
example?
Not only that, but Eric Burden and the Animals, Jane's Addiction,
right,
and Garbage are all playing at exactly the same time we are. So I'm curious to see who does show up and why.
Are you gonna ask?
I might, yeah.
Did you guys know that you're missing?
Yeah,
Garbage.
Must be some kind of mistake. But yeah, it's a weird time slot to have, and also our trailer is across, like, directly, like 20 feet across from Ice Cube's trailer, which is sounds better than it probably is, because I'm guessing, you know, I'm not, nobody's gonna see him, but I mean, like, still, that's pretty cool. Definitely write that in my diary.
Definitely a first for the band.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Speaking of which, besides Ice Cube, is there anybody you guys have seen, or I know you're here for a very short stint, but is there anybody you want to see or catch up with or anything?
I'd really love to catch up with Pink. We go back. No, we don't. I would love to see her just because I think she's a great performer. She's a great dancer. And I've never seen a show of hers, so that would be really intriguing.
Right on.
And Norm Macdonald.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. We just got cut out of passes for that, by the way, so I don't know if you... I'm sure you have special access, but we didn't,
maybe
so
find out.
Take us with you if you go, please.
Well, Liz has got somebody she wants to see, too.
Yeah? Who's that?
Who, Tom Petty or Muse? Well, Tom Petty and Muse I'd like to see very much.
Cool. Well, I hope you guys do have some fans that show up at your show. Obviously, you have some new material you're playing from the new record, Something to Ruin, third album, right?
Yep.
Yeah, officially. And you guys have kind of an interesting background of how you made this. You went to, what, Central America? is that true?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we went to Central America to make this record, but Rob and I both went on our separate respective trips to Central America. And, you know, for a while and did things that people do. We just explored, went on hikes, checked things out, looked at some ruins, met some people, ate some food. And I think that helped inspire the record, but also sort of, like, added to some things we were already doing, books we were reading, and just sort of our overall outlook on what was going on in the world. And so it definitely added to that.
So what is that theming or outlook that you guys wanted to explore in this?
Well, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like Tim said, we both kind of visited some ruins and, like, kind of the way that the native civilization had been taken over by the colonial one and then is then again being reclaimed by a more modern, somewhat of a mix. And anyway, it's so the kind of, like, the we were talking about, you know, an earthquake destroying our hometown, and all these other disasters that may or may not happen, and kind of what the positive that could come out of it, or at least another way to look at it, I guess, you know?
Yeah, for example, massive hurricanes, forest fires taking over states, a strange man being elected for president, and yeah, various other calamities.
Basically, it doesn't matter how secure you feel in your civilization, how well it's being run, it's going to go down.
It's doomed.
And it could be anything. It could be a pox. It could be a colonialism. It could be an earthquake. It could be.
We don't have much pox left in the world.
I certainly, but anyway, I think that's sort of the gist.
You better be knocking on wood right now, but
I don't think we really have a FEMA, so hopefully there isn't a pox.
So how do you what's the balance? Let me think about a phrase. How do you write songs that are still entertaining and remotely catchy while exploring such dark themes?
I think people are dark.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how catchy a tune is or a song is. I think people are drawn to darkness. If you look at the most famous children's stories of the world, they're all grim tales. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People are drawn to darkness no matter what, even if it comes across with a pop tune or like a solid hook.
Yeah, well said. You have somebody who is very good at that involved in your record, and that's Isaac Brock of Modest Mouse. I think he's a notoriously dark but catchy songwriter. So what's the relationship like with him? Where did that come from, you know, recording in his studio and all that?
I grew up in Seattle originally and lived sort of near where they came up and was always sort of like knew people who knew them but didn't really know them until later in Portland, and met Isaac a few years ago, and we've been acquainted, and long story short, I ended up at his studio. He, you know, definitely was coming in and out a lot. It's kind of like his home away from home. I mean, he's obviously a very, you know, talented, driven person who's always making something. So he was in and out while we were recording, and we asked if he would be interested in playing guitar on this track called So Hazy, and even maybe singing a little bit in it. If you listen closely to the chorus, he's got that low baritone harmony thing or octave thing that he does in that chorus. And it was fun, man. We spent a good 12 hours one night, starting kind of late in the evening and going all the way through the next morning, just zeroing in on that track. And there were a few times in the beginning where he was trying to get it, and I was like, oh, it's these chords. He's like, I don't know that. I don't want to know. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, cool, man. What am I doing trying to tell him what to do anyway? So, yeah, he just figured it out. He found it. He did a bunch of weird stuff, and that was that, man.
That's awesome.
It was fun. It was a great time.
Right on. So what's coming up next for the band? You just got a new record under the belt. You've got a show next weekend, but is there a tour planned in general, yeah, that sort of thing?
We're playing a couple more festivals, and then we've got a tour for a month of the East Coast and Midwest with opening up for Ron Pope. And we've got a single coming out in a few weeks. Don't know the exact date yet, but and then followed by some more singles. So we're going to kind of keep things happening.
Cool.
As we can.
Does anybody on that side of the room want to add anything? I want to make sure we don't leave anybody out. I'm just getting blank stares, so I'm guessing not.
That's what they want.
All right, well, Ages and Ages is the band. Again, we're at Kaboo Festival, and we really thank you guys very much for your time. This will be up on our website at kx935.com, so thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.